Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Performance at the Hangzhou Wildlife Park in China. Went a little off the rails there. They say never give a twin a bear and its food. A handler learned this the hard way when a hungry sun bear attacked him for the snacks that he had in his hand. At first, the bear looks cute. Sun bears famously look like humans in bear suits. So alarm bells really didn't go off for anyone in the audience until the bear basically body slammed the handler to the ground, fiercely trying to get at the snacks. Another staffer is then seen rushing in with a mini basketball hoop.
Did you see the video?
Yes, using it as a net to restrain the animal. As the shocked audience gawked at the scene before them, which was feet away. Other workers also swarmed the scene, armed with sticks and stools, trying to do anything they could to get this animal off of the handler. One guy, hilariously, scrambled over with a macaw, a giant parrot still flapping on his wrist, which did not help at all.
No, it did not.
The tussle came to an end when the crew was finally able to separate the bear from the man, but believe it or not, no one was reported injured, and it's no surprise that the performance was canceled, and all the performances for the rest of the day were canceled as well. Our question, how did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. It's been a minute.
Hola. So what went wrong?
As I've mentioned before, I'm a motivational speaker, and when I do those, I open it up to questions, anything people want to know, because I like to be transparent. Now, a lot of times that's good, and I do get to get a positive message out, but sometimes it kind of goes sideways and just gets weird. People want to know about, like intimate experiences that I may have had. People want to know about, like...
They're just openly asking this in front of the full audience.
With what you got, can you F or not?
Yeah, I mean, and it's unbelievable how much people's sheer morbid curiosity just takes over. It really does.
What's the most uncomfortable question? And do you still answer it, or do you say I'd rather not answer it?
I very rarely do I not answer, because I do like to, especially when it comes to disability stuff, I like to spread as much awareness as I can.
Sure.
Usually what I'll say, the weirdest question I've been answered was probably can you use the bathroom on your own, from someone that had just seen me in the bathroom, when we were on a break or something. And as far as the intimacy questions, I just say, yes, everything works, and just leave it at that.
Yeah, but you live in Wyoming. How are you going to get it to work if there's no one to work it with?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, South Dakota for the thousandth time.
Right. I know. We always screw it up. Sorry. Every time.
But no, it's all good.
I mean, do they ever get real specific? Like, are you in the analingus, or is it just, does your stuff work?
It's basically just, does everything work? But it's amazing, like in a public forum, so to speak, how uncomfortable people get just throwing it out there, you know?
Okay. All right.
Do you ever ask them back? How about you?
No, I usually try to keep it pretty cordial, although oftentimes I'd like to ask them that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That is a little uncomfortable.
Well, people must feel comfortable with you, you know, enough to ask
you. Yeah, you're doing a good enough job, right?
Sure.
Man.
How did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
I love that's what people want to know. Does your penis work? All right, cool. Don't care about anything
right,
else, right?
It's like a very odd, straightforward, like, thanks for the speech. Anyhow, junk work?
Does your penis work? Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, cool. Good meeting you. See, otherwise, they have no sympathy to offer you as long as your penis works. That's essentially what it is. He can go up there and he can tell everything about, you know, disabilities. People go, yeah. Look, if your penis works, we don't feel bad for you.
No.
That's all.
Seems aggressive. Like, if I saw a woman give a motivational speech about tough times in her life and everything, I don't think I'd be like, so your boob's real? It looked nice.
Just curious. Hello.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
The seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Well, you got through two sentences.
All right. Let's try that again, John.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, we understand.
My mistake. So, yeah, this might not be the exact idea you guys were thinking of, but I just tried to make a kid's day that was picking up dog poop, and it just backfired. So you remember the Iron Bull in Wallingford?
Yeah.
So the standard thing was is you'd park about a block away because there was no parking there. So I took my girlfriend there after work, and, you know, we sat a block away. I smoked a bowl, pounded a PBR tall boy, and we're sitting there getting ready to go in. For sure, your radio show was on. You know, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon because we're early birds. And I'm watching a block ahead of a young brother and an older brother, you know, a 10-year-old kid and his 6-year-old little brother walking their dog across the street. Up ahead of us, and older brother is walking the dog. He's in charge. Younger brother is tailing behind with kind of his head down. He looks kind of sad, and you can see him asking older brother, can I walk the dog? Can I have the leash? And older brother's turning around saying no. No, it's really obvious. So I'm telling, you know, I'm pointing this out to my girlfriend who just wants to get the heck out of there. She's like, "This is, can we just please go to the bar? We're attracting attention, you know?" And sure enough, dog, who was not quite a puppy, not quite full grown, hunches up and just, you know, releases a coil right there. And older brother turns back to younger brother, and you can see him pointing down, pick up that dog poop. So younger brother gets out the dog poop bag and starts bundling it up. And I'm sitting here watching this, pointing out to my girlfriend, like, "Look at that. That's garbage, dude. Younger brother's being a bitch, dude. Older brother's being mean. He's making him pick up the dog poop. He won't let him walk the dog." And I have a little extra money in my pocket because I had a good day at work. And I'm saying to myself, and I'm saying to my girlfriend, "Hey, I'm going to make that little kid's day, dude." So I bust out my wallet and pull out a $10 bill. And I jump out of the car, you know, we're about half a block away, and I start running up as little brother's finished picking up the dog poop and older brother's half a block down. And I start running up yelling, hey, that was good work. That was good work. And they both freeze. The dog looks back at me. Its head, it, you know, its ears pop up. I'm like, "Hey, man, that was good work, dude. Little brother, you picked up that dog crap. That was awesome. I've got money." And younger brother yells up to his older brother, Bryson, there's a guy. And I'm like, "Hey, no, wait, you don't understand." Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to make this little guy's day, dude. He's going to get $10 in his pocket for doing the right thing and having to put up with his big brother who's kind of a jerk, right? And he starts running down the street. And I'm like, "No, wait.
Are you chasing after this kid now?"
Practically. Damn near, dude. Because then my girlfriend gets out of the car. You know, I'm halfway down the block and she's yelling, "John, stop!" And I'm yelling to this kid, "No, you don't understand. I've got money. They booked it down the street. Yeah. Obviously, they went home and told their mom and dad.
That
was not at all my attention, dude. And that's typical John. That's typical John type of stuff.
Getting that vibe from you, man.
Yeah, somehow, too.
I just have the sense that it would go wrong. I don't know why. Yeah, there's something about
it. It always does, man. I had good intentions. So I just saw this little brother being disrespected. He didn't get to walk the dog. All he got to do was pick up the dog crap.
I'm like, man,
he's going to have an extra $10 in his pocket. Instead,
he's getting chased by a wild man.
Yeah. It's a little weird. Maybe don't do that. This happened years ago. Not my current dog, but the dog before that. Always pick up after the dog. Always. Every time. Not a big deal. It's just part of owning a dog, right? So I'm living in Greenwood at this time, and Seattle, like once a year, it's like the night out or something where all the neighbors get together.
Yeah.
And so all these people, they set up their tables on this one side street, and there'd be like 30 people out there, and they're super nice, right?
They close the street down.
Yeah, and you recognize some you've seen around the neighborhood. So I'm walking my dog. They recognize me. They recognize the dog. Somebody's kind of yelling back and forth. They're like, "Hey, man, when you're done, you know, you should come back, grab your family, join us." And I'm like, you know what? I might do that, right? Everyone's real positive kind of vibe going on. And I realize my dog is now taking a crap. No big deal. I don't have my bag with me. It is blown out of my pocket, but I did not know it had blown out of my pocket until the dog had to poop, and I got to pick it up. So my dog poops. Then I realize I don't have a bag. And now all these people are quiet, and they're all just looking at me. And I'm like, oh, my God. This is like the worst feeling in the world. And I'm kind of, and I think they thought I'm putting on a show. You know, because I'm reaching around trying to find the bag. I'm kind of frantic. I'm like, oh, my God, you've got to be kidding me. So I just had to walk away with the dog. There's a pile of S there. I get back to the house. The bag had blown out of my pocket basically at the front door. It's sitting there waiting for me. I let the dog in, grab the plastic bag, and walk all the way back down there to pick up the poop. But by then, they had already passed judgment on me because they're thinking the only reason he's doing this is because we all witnessed it. And I'm like, man, I wanted to tell him, like, I swear to God, I had a bag. I was going to pick it up. That is not a good feeling at all. It really isn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.